V-Hall.
What up, Kaz?
Another week, baby.
I know. Another week down indeed. We got a good one tonight, brother. Some really good stuff. We're going to talk about the Allegheny County Tournament. We were both there on Saturday checking out the action. We're going to
Sunday.
Sunday, that's right. I'm all messed up because they backed it up a day.
Oh, it was a mess. It was a mess.
Definitely a little weird. Talking to Coach Frank about that. They had to kind of adjust everything, and they had some good problems, you know what I mean, selling out. I mean, good problems for them, selling all the food at the concession stand, things of that nature. But we had that going on this weekend. We're going to dive right in. I mean, it's like the thick of dual season. We're gonna break down what everything means for all the dual implications between last week's results and this week's results. But, yeah, man, what you think of counties? It was great stuff out there.
It was. I mean, you and I have been going there together the past 3 or 4 years. I know we've gone our own before that. That was one of the best finals crowds I've seen in all day Sunday, for that matter. I mean, it was a packed house for the semis, all the consies. I thought it was a really good tournament. I know you said you talked to Coach Frank. They sold out at the concession stand. And, I mean, it was a really good tournament, not just the wrestling, but the participation from the fans and everything. And the wrestlers put on a show in the finals. The finals were really good, I thought.
Yeah, the finals were fantastic. There's a lot to get into, a lot to break down. Some guys really showed themselves. We got some new additions to some contender lists and things of that nature. But I'm excited about it, Kaz. What do you think? We hit the theme music and we get right into it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome to the Neophiles Webbing Show, where DL and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Trinity, Webby, and Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul, because it's Neophiles in the Webby.
All right, dude. I think we should start, I guess, on last week's results, because we were on Tuesday last week.
Yes.
So we'll talk about last week's results. I guess really, you know, we're going to have Coach Nauman on here. I guess we buried the lead as always, Kaz. We're going to have Coach Nauman and Mr. August Mizia, owner of A&A Ranch, to give out his Beef Steak of the Month award. It's going to be one of the Wildy winners. I'm pumped up about that, Kaz.
I am too. This will be the first beef award out of August. He's going to send you a nice steak, I believe a T-shirt or something like that, to one of the three or four Wildy winners he's picking from that. So I'm excited to have him on, not just for that, but you know he's going to want to bullshit about wrestling for a few minutes too. He's a junkie.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's definitely going to talk about what's going on, the team races. And I guess, you know, that's a pretty good way to get into it. His former team, Thomas Jefferson, lost to Ringgold 40-28 last week. We'll start off there. That was a really good match. Ringgold, one of those teams that certainly are coming.
Yes, they are. A big win over TJ. That section is, you know, pretty deep. You know, Franklin's in there with them, as is Norwin. You were at that duel last week. So three of those teams are going to get in. So it's looking like Ringgold's going to be the third place team in that section, going to get into the playoffs and, you know, see what they can do. They got a full lineup. And it's a nice win over TJ. We've talked about TJ a lot with, you know, the studs they have, some younger kids. So a good win for Ringgold there for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, we look at TJ. We looked up at the end of Saturday night, that is, not Friday night, but they were in the lead at the Allegheny County Tournament. So
yeah,
certainly one of the, one of the better teams out there, no doubt. Some other things, I guess, we'll go down here. Trinity handled West Allegheny 45-20 in a score that flipped from last year. Last year, West Allegheny beat Trinity. Trinity puts it back on West State this year, 45-20 in that section. So that makes Trinity the clear, in my mind, I believe they're undefeated. So it's pretty much them. And, you know, we can move on to the Franklin and Norwin match. That was a big match there to kind of see who was going to be number one in that section and number one in the Whitfield.
Yeah, and you were at that match. You were on the call with Smitty at that. Tell us about that match.
Dude, that was
that was at Norwin.
That was at Norwin in up in their upper gym there. Nice tight condensed little arena there. You know, sitting next to Smitty, he's smooth as silk. You know what I mean? He makes it. I had a problem catching myself just listening to Smitty and not actually being engaged, because he's just incredible. He makes it so much fun to listen to and watch. And you know, it was a great duel. You know what I mean? It went back and forth. Really, the difference was Fox Chapel won all this. Or geez, I keep saying Fox Chapel. Franklin Regional rather won all those 50-50 toss-up matches. And you and I both know, Kaz, when you got those 50-50 matches and you know, one or two or even three of those, that's the duel.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a low-scoring duel. What was it, like 28-19 or something? So there wasn't a lot of bonus points in the match. A lot of decisions and majors just with how low of a score it was, which I love, to be honest with you. I think, you know, a 28-25 duel is more exciting than a 45-30 duel.
Lots of action too. You know what I mean? Buddy, like I agree. Like the duel lasted a longer because almost every match went the distance. I think there was maybe one pin, and that was Kapusta. Other than that, I mean, every match went the distance. There was three table visits, you know, where the ref, the coaches had to come over to the table, talk to the ref. Ref Edenfield was on the call there. And you know what I love about what Flick does and what, you know, Smitty and the West Mocha guys do is like, dude, you can hear the conversation between Leiby and Ref Edenfield. And like,
yeah, you can even the refs.
Oh my goodness. I was like, the first interaction, I looked at Flick. I'm like, this is incredible, dude. Like, I can hear the whole conversation. And not only I could hear it, but the whole broadcast could hear it. So kudos to Mike and up the ref. I thought that was awesome. But yeah, man, I had a good time out there at Norwin. First class is always athletic director Flip or Phipps really treats us good. So yeah, man, Norwin, Franklin Regional was a dogfight, but ultimately Franklin Regional just a little bit too much.
I just pulled up that box score. of the 13 matches, there were two pins.
Yep.
And
that sounds right. Yep.
There were 9 decisions.
Yep.
9.
Who was the other pin I missed?
Juliano Marion bumped up to heavyweight.
That's
and,
right.
He got a pin in Kapusta. But Sarnik, winner by decision. Gage Mamie, winner by decisions. Anki, decision. Pushcard, decision. Pats, decision. Fam, decision. Colangelo, Ruain, Nassif, all decisions.
Mm.
So I like those type of duels because, yeah, it's exciting. Someone goes out, they get a pin in a minute. But I feel like the whole crowd gets into it when it's, okay, this kid's down 3-2. You got a minute left. Both sides are going nuts. I just – that's a personal thing for me.
Mm.
I just find that a lot more – no, I shouldn't say a lot more interesting, but I can appreciate a low-scoring duel.
No doubt.
Big time,
no doubt.
A low-scoring duel.
Yeah, definitely a dogfight, and it was a long one, dude. I think it was over at like 9 o'clock or something. I had to get my car run over and get to work. But, yeah, it was a great one. Another one, obviously, kind of the highlight, I would say, of Wednesday – and why we're bringing Coach Nauman on. Bethel Park beating Cannon Mac 33-28. First time in school history, I saw on Twitter. Impressive, impressive stuff for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that's a big-time statement win there, you know, for Coach Nauman and the Blackhawks there. We've kind of been talking about them all year that, you know, they're going to be in the mix come next Wednesday once the bracket begins. But after that win Wednesday night and their performance at counties this weekend without a few starters, they might be the favorite. They're definitely in the conversation of two or three teams, in my opinion, of who is the favorite. They have a case of being the number one seed. Not that that matters a ton, I think, this year because of how close a lot of these teams are.
Mm.
But it does – I mean, it has to stand for something when you see the bracket and you see – Bethel Park is the one seed or Trinity is the one seed. You have to feel good about that, right?
Yeah, you would have to say, you know, that would make sense. I believe Bethel Park's only loss, and we'll have to ask Coach Nauman when he comes on here in a minute, but I believe their only loss is to Bald Eagle area, which was like the duels at the beginning of the year. So
it was Moon Duels, wasn't it? Was it Moon Duels?
No, not Moon Duels. I don't think they went to Moon Duels this year. If they did, I missed it. I thought they, I don't know. No, I don't think they went to Mendoza. We'll ask them here in a minute. But I believe their only loss is the Bald Eagle. Other than that, I think they've won everything. You know, if they look good doing it, they got a nice squad. And we're going to get into it. That section's a mess, dude, with Baldwin beating Ken and Mac. Ken and Mac's wrestling Peters Township tomorrow. And I know Ken and Mac's wrestling North Allegheny tonight. We just saw that. North Allegheny, we know, just had a wild upset. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting, no doubt about it.
I'm glad I'm not on the seating committee for this Whitfield AAA bracket next week because – crapshoot, man. I mean, it's how the seeding 1 through 10 is going to be crazy. I mean, and you can make Franklin Regional in there too. Franklin Regional hasn't lost. They have 2 wins over Norwin, who most people view as a top 7-8 team. So they're right in the mix too for a top seed. And then, like we said, I feel like a lot of the attention right now is on Trinity, Bethel Park, and Franklin. It's the top three.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 5 or 6 other teams that are really good that if they finished in the top three, wouldn't surprise me. Fox Chapel, Plum, Cannon Mac, even though they've taken a couple bumps, they're going to be in the mix. Norwin's going to be in the mix. I know I'm forgetting a couple, but Connellsville.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's good for wrestling.
No doubt. Let's table that. We're going to get right back into that after we break down the Allegheny County Tournament. Let's bring in one of the big winners that we just talked about. Coach Tyler Numb. What's going on, Coach?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
First things first, congratulations on your big win. First time ever the Blackhawks beaten the Big Macs. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And Mr. Montcorsi told me that. So I didn't know before the match, but after the match, he does our book and everything, and he pretty much knows a lot, as you guys know. So I do believe that is the first one.
Very cool. Very cool.
He's still keeping the books.
Oh, yeah. And we wrestled Bald Eagle at Greenville, and he made the trip the whole way to Greenville, too. And, you know, last year we didn't have him here and there. Obviously, Nino was wrestling, but he's at everything this year. He'll be at Baldwin tomorrow. He's at all of our home matches. Some of the individual stuff. He's a trooper. He's Bethel Park through and through.
That's incredible stuff. All right, so let's talk about the match, man. I watched the whole thing on the Facebook live there that you guys had. Kudos to you guys for putting that up and being able to, you know, view that. But I'd have to say right off the bat, man, 5 minutes into the first match, it was very tight. You guys end up getting a fall. Did that kind of lead you guys off on the right foot?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we were pretty excited when, and we don't really get this. We've won 2 flips this year. But the weight that came up at weigh-ins, we were pretty excited about. We thought we could win some to start the duel, and we could win some to end the duel. So we were pretty big on that. And then we lose the flip, which handcuffs us. And Ken and Mac, their coaches, their school, I mean, they're a team that don't matter if you should beat them. They're going to come to win. They're going to do everything they can to win, and they did. I know they had some guys that were hurt, and they had wrestle. Dude's wincing through matches. I give him credit. As hard as that is, that's probably why it was that close. That match, they actually bumped. I don't know their names. I used to. But they put in, I believe his name's John, at 172 and bumped their regular 172 up to 189.
Yeah, John Hunter came
John
in
Hunter
at 172.
And then Collins went to 189.
Yep. Yeah. So our John Hunter, ours is Hunter Goals. Hunter was able to wear him out. He's got a good bar arm, and he got it there at the end and was able to get that fall. So, yeah, that was huge. I was hoping 9 points between him and Walsh. I thought I may have had it the other way. But I'll give the regular 72 credit. He gave Walsh everything he could handle. He didn't even give up a major. That could have been the difference in the match at the end. Luckily, it wasn't, but it could have been. 7-0 win. I mean, that's huge.
And then one of the bigger matches that I saw in there, Ethan Higgins with a 4-2 decision over a tough competitor, Josiah Gardner, late in the duel, 2 or 3 matches left. Yeah. One of those swing matches that could go either way. Talk about his performance.
Ethan's tough. I think he's better than he thinks he is. I've been saying it for forever. I think maybe in the shadows of Mason, he doesn't really get talked about, but I mean, he went on a run last year at Whippeels, placed sixth place, out of nowhere, best tournament of the year. And then obviously at King of the Mountain, he knocked off two, I believe, either, I know one state placer, maybe a qualifier from out my area, Central PA, big, big, big win. So Ethan's tough. Gardner was one of the ones that I was talking about that we knew was a little nicked up. I give Gardner credit. He wrestled Ethan hard. He very easily could have quit and rolled over, and he did it 4-2. I mean, he made Ethan work for every point in that win. But Ethan was able to get it done. I think we wanted the same weights. Like I said, they won the flip. They wanted the choice with, they wanted, 250 Gino on Hartman, which they did. I believe they wanted Ryder on bench, which they got as well. But that allowed us to choose at 45. So we were able to get Higgins on Gardner and then the rest of the lineup. Yeah, like you said, huge win for Ethan. And he's been wrestling well.
All right, Ty, this is year two, you taking over the program. Did you expect this type of breakout this early?
I knew we could be very, very talented. I thought last year we could be top eight. Obviously, we had two big season injuries in Courtney McConnell and Ryan Walsh, both knee injuries. So with two hands-down starters out, we took a hit. I mean, we still made it, lost a tough one to Fox Chapel in the pigtails. I knew this year we had three or four or five tough freshmen coming up. We actually lost one. He never came out. But those guys, in addition to what we had last year, plus McDonald and Walsh back, we knew this could be the year. And to be completely honest, everyone keeps congratulating me, and it's awesome, and I appreciate it and everything. But it's the kids. When I got there, they didn't do much extra. Donnie, as you know, there's a group of 10 of them that gladiators pretty much two, three times a week. Couple other ones go to Young Guns, Mason, couple run down to Quest. So they're all over the place here. And it took a little bit, but they did that. And they asked, like, hey, coach, can we wrestle this? Sure. Like, everything. Can we practice 2 days a week all off season? Can you put a lifting program in? So we were able to get and do all of that. And it's really paid off for them. So, like I said, in the end, it's really the credit and all, everything goes to them, along with my staff. I put some good people around me. As you guys know, last year I had Gage Curry. He was really, really helpful. This year, we traded Brown. They took Gage. We took Hunter back, Hunter Kernan. Along with Coach Zach Committer, we have a coach that's there on the weekends that's work all week, Jordan Dunlop. And then we have a Bonacorsi, Anthony, Ace Bonacorsi. These guys, they're more than coaches. They care about the kids, and the kids, I believe, know it. So I think that's another reason why they are doing as good as they're doing. The credit goes to them.
And then you roll into this weekend, Allegheny County Tournament. You have two in the finals. You get a champ in Kernan. You had a number of placers, and you had a couple starters out of the lineup and still had a very good showing, in my opinion. How would you kind of rate your performance this weekend at counties?
Yeah, they wrestled well. I mean, like you said, we technically had three starters out if you count Walsh. Walsh has made the decision to just wrestle for the team, as he's committed to Virginia Tech to play baseball. And like we talked about, he got hurt last year, so not looking to have any more injuries or setbacks for his baseball career. And we talked to the team. They were cool with that. So we didn't have him. So I don't really count him, because we don't, like I said, when we wrestled Bald Eagle, we didn't have him. So that hurt. We chose to make the decision to sit Landon Hartman, who was the three seed. And I think he was in a pretty good spot to make at least the semis, if not the finals, as he had the same guy that he ended up blowing a match in the county semis last year that he was winning. So that hurt bad. And then Tanner, obviously, he came after our freshman 14, Pierce Reinhart, and unfortunately a little hip top toss. Pierce hit his head. The trainer told him he couldn't wrestle. We thought he was going to be cleared, but it was just better off to make the decision to have those guys for Wednesday a Baldwin, and then next week, rather than the county tournament. But I think they could have done very well. I mean, Pierce Reinhart, I don't know if many know, but he has an 8-2 win over Landon Funk at the Super 32 qualifier. So not saying it would have happened again in their own gym. That's obviously hard. And as a freshman at the counties, but he could have been up there for sure. So yeah, like you said, a couple guys out, but no excuses. I think they still gave themselves a chance to win. Didn't go that way. TJ has a great tournament team. I mean, tournaments like that, pretty much three champs every time. That's hard to beat. And I know they got second. Hats off to Plum for getting them. But any of us could have took it. Like you guys said, it was a good tournament. I do think they did wrestle well.
I love that. Okay. Last question I have, how are you going to continue? What's the message going to these guys after, you know, they get that big win? What's the message to keep them hungry throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah. I don't want them to get too high. Cause we did beat Cannon Mac first time ever. They're excited. But I think they used it, rolling into counties. Like you said, there was a lot of energy, and trying to get them with more of that, like going out, get hungry, go after guys, almost have a little swag, not like cocky or be part of my French and a hole, but have a little swagger, like know you're tough. But like I said, don't overlook anybody. So just trying to keep pushing them, getting them to better their skills, as we always talk about fixing positions. We have a couple positions that we worked on Monday and Tuesday. Obviously we're right back at it tomorrow. So like you guys said, that was tough. And right back in it to hopefully secure the section title, which I believe is the first one since 2008 or 9. That was the year they won the Whitfield title too. So I just keep working, basically. I don't think there's any other method to the madness. It's not magic, like I'm sure most coaches that would say would come on here. That's what they're doing. So that's what we're going to try to do. And like I said before, the kids seem to want that. And pushing themselves and working hard. So that's what we're going to do.
And my last one, kind of a two-parter. You mentioned tomorrow with Baldwin. With a win, you guys win the section outright and put yourself in position for a top three seed in the bracket, potentially a one seed, in my opinion.
Ain't happening. you guys know how that roll. We'll either be the three, which I highly doubt, or we'll be the six. I already know what's going to happen. We're going to be the six. I guarantee it. Maybe the five, which never should be. Like you guys said, we have no losses in the Whitfield. And yeah, we didn't wrestle Connellsville, NA, any of that. But I mean, we don't make our section, or we don't make our schedule. I don't see how we're not the three seed, but we know how the seeds roll. So it is what it is.
Now, what do you got to do tomorrow into Baldwin? You mentioned, you know, your kids with a little swagger, not getting too high, too much, just kind of, how do you reel them in a little bit coming off of that high?
I'll be completely honest with you. It was tough this week. They were off Monday, so the pushback, and then they were off school. It was hard to reel them in, to get them to want to be there. I think they wanted to be there, but to get them focused and going yesterday, I pushed them a little bit, just to get one tough one in, because obviously today, pre-match, handle our weight, things like that. Like I said, I think we just have to stay as positive as possible, try to keep them positive. I know one big match is going to be 127. I don't know how. I guess I heard how we were supposed to be the 8 seed and Owen was supposed to be the 1 seed. So I don't know if you guys know brackets. I'm pretty sure you guys do, but that's the quarters. So the first match comes up, and their first match, I'm like, wait a minute here. How is this happening? And I guess that's my fault, because I never looked at the bracket, but I guess somebody else said something about their kid being the last seed and having Owen. So it was just clicked on. Well, it happened to be our guy. Ended up working out for us, and we got an upset, but I'm sure they're going to be hungry to get that one back. So like you said, I have to keep my guys hungry. I said before, Coach Hunter, he ran today. He does a great job showing them stuff. Staying positive with them and pushing them. So I do think we're ready. I've been stressing since we began at Mac, like we can't just think we want it, because I mean, look what they did to look what Baldwin did to Cannon Mac. I mean, so it could happen. And I'm not hoping for that, but we can't overlook them, and we got to go in there and look to run them out the gym. So that's the plan.
Very well said, Donnie. I think you're muted.
Kaz, anything else, bud?
I'm good. Good luck tomorrow, coach. And probably see you next week sometime. Are you guys wrestling this weekend at all anywhere?
We are not. We wrestle Baldwin. And then we're off until, like I said, hopefully teams. We win and we don't wrestle till Wednesday. But whatever happens, Monday, Wednesday, however it goes here. Like you guys said, I'm anxious to see who's 2-3. Like, because I like looked at the criteria. It's like most wins and things like that. It goes down this long list. So it's going to be absolutely crazy of who is 2 and who is 3. So people were asking me, I have no idea, to be honest with you. So, I mean, like I said, we got to win. So we got to get that done. Hopefully we are 1, but if that does happen or when that does happen, hopefully, there's some good matches tomorrow to decide 2 and 3. And then maybe we see Peters or Cannon Mac again, because those were both pretty good duels.
No doubt. Ty, thank you so much for hanging out with us, brother. Good luck the rest of the season.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Coach, all right,
Norman,
the man, the myth. That was good stuff, man. Like we said, for them to beat Cannon Mac, for Baldwin to beat Cannon Mac, just incredible stuff. Good stuff on them. First win ever over Cannon Mac in school history. And how about that little tidbit? Mr. Bonacorsi still running the books.
Still running the books.
Cass, that warms my soul, dude. That is a true. My man, his son won a national title. He goes, nah, give me that book. I'll run that thing. That's incredible.
He went to Greenville with him.
It's incredible, dude. I love that so much. That's good stuff. And any of you out there that know Mr. Bonacorsi, you're not surprised. That dude lives, breathes, bleeds wrestling. So good on Bethel Park. Good on the Bonacorsi family, obviously. Nino getting his banner and the other, last week or whatever. So cool stuff, man. And always good to have Coach Nauman on and, shoot the shit a little bit, talk about wrestling. He was very articulate there, man, talking about all the matchups, talking about pretty much pleading his case, trying to get a little seating action in there. I know that sometimes we get a couple Whippeal chairmen that pop into our show. So, we'll see what happens whenever those seats come out. But what do you think? You want to dive into counties next? Yeah. Do we have anything else we got to break down from last Wednesday?
No, I think we're good. Let's run into some Allegheny County results from this past weekend.
All right. And so we'll see about 10 minutes. August is going to come on. He'll give us what he's going to do. And I put a little video together for you guys. But all right, Cass, let's see. You want to start off at 107, buddy?
Yeah. So 107 Allegheny County, your champ was Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. 1-5-0 in the finals over Evan Schomburg of North Allegheny. Third, J.B. Owen Chambers of Highlands, Jonathan Emma, fourth of Lebo, Jaden Palombine, fifth out of Bethel Park, Zach Rehack, sixth out of TJ, Brady Rahali, seventh, and Declan Boyles, eighth.
So for me, Kaz, you look at this weight class. First things first, Bruce Anderchak. I talked a little bit about him whenever the MAC tournament was around, but my man is on a mission. I think that he's going to be one of those guys that's going to push Baker from Burrell for a Whippeal title. I think he's going to be right there with him. But he continues his dominance, man. He looked fantastic all throughout this tournament. And the other thing I wanted to note here, it was interesting to see the Chambers-Emma rematch for third and fourth again. Those two wrestled the week before at the Burgerstown tournament in the semis, and Chambers was able to get that back off of Emma. So nice little rivalry brewing there over in the 107-pound bracket. Two times, two back, same weekend in a row. But other than that, man, I think this story is Anderchak. He looked super impressive and, just kind of dominated the whole way through.
Yeah, gave up 1 point the whole entire tournament. Pretty solid stuff.
Okay. Let's move on to 114 pounds. So in this bracket, Landon Funk takes home the championship for the home school Fox Chapel Foxes. Austin, go ahead, tell me it again, Kaz, because you asked.
I got the pronunciation off.
Yes, you did.
Kosanovic.
And you got that from the head coach over there at Avonworth. coach. I'm losing Volcano. It. Coach Frank Volcano's son, Garrett. I knew his first name, couldn't remember his second name for some ungodly reason. But so he takes second. Brock Dennison from South Fayette takes third. Giovanni Champini from North Hills takes fourth. He also collected his 100th victory during this tournament. Charlie LaQuarta from North Allegheny takes fifth. Isaac Magaglia of Quaker Valley takes sixth. Damon Phipps of Penn Hills takes seventh. And Jaden Jones of Carrick takes home eighth. For me, man, this bracket here, Kaz, you got to look at Landon Funk. My man had a tournament. Semifinals is a great match. Finals is a great match. He lit up the gym. It's kind of like a showman, man. He looked fantastic, and it was good to see.
Yeah, it was. The crowd was rocking after he won that. He was in his home gym. Had a hell of a tournament for there. Beat Schipani in the semis. I believe it was 6-0, and then 5-2 in the finals. One of them Fox Chapel guys that we've been kind of talking about. They got a team, and he's one of the leaders of that team. And I know I'm expecting them to make a little bit of noise here next week, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, definitely. They're on the radar, no doubt. And the other thing I got to note, and I texted Coach Frank, I messaged Coach Frank this. He's a new member of the Smooth Shoes Club there, Kaz. Like our Kiske brother, but he had a nice pair of Air Max. I believe they're Air Max 90s, some red Air Max 90s. Them boys were clean as can be. I love it, man. I love a little bit of swagger, and I feel like the kids like that too. See a little shoe action there for Coach, man. That's good stuff. And
he's giving Coach Keebler a run for his money.
Yes, Coach Keebler definitely giving him a run for his money. You love to see it, no doubt about it.
We're going to go to 121. Your champ, Cale Yannick of Moon. He defeated Owen Campbell of Plum 5-1 in the finals. Third was Gus Stediford of NA. Fourth, Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic. Fifth, Rylan Campbell of Plum. Sixth was Colton Fisher. Seventh, another Fox Chapel wrestler, Michael Warson, and eighth was Isaac Werner. Yannick, to me, had the best tournament of anyone here. I mean, the names he had to get through just to win this bracket in the quarterfinals, with how the seeds came out, him and Stediford were the 4-5. He beat Stediford 2-1 in the quarters. Then he beats the one seed Colantonio from Central Catholic 6-3. And then in the finals, he gets it done 5-1 over Owen Campbell. I mean, he beat three really good guys in a row to win this bracket. What might have been one of the deeper brackets at this tournament. I was really impressed with him, especially his top game in that final.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you look down at the place winners of this, and I agree with you, Kaz. This is a deep week. Michael Warson won the Southmoreland Championship a couple weeks ago. So, and he took seventh place in this bracket. So you look at this weight, man, super impressed with Cale Yannick. As I've been all year, the only loss I've seen him take was to Bonnie. And we all know how Bonnie's looked this year from Central Valley over there. So, but yeah, Yannick, super, super impressive for Moon. And to see them get a county title, man, it was cool. You were up there calling the matches for PA Power, and I was down there on the floor with my little dude, but they had to have, 15, 20 kids right off the mat in the corner.
I saw that.
It was incredible. I love that.
Yeah, that was – and Coach Maruco, I know he's a good a good friend of yours. He had to have been –
Yeah, Morocco.
Yep, Morocco okay. Had to have been very, very fired up for that one.
Yeah, he was super happy, man, for them to go out and get the – for him to go out and get the title there, So that's just another one from Moon, and – Good on Cale Yannick, and I know we're super impressed with him. Okay, 127 pounds. Johnny Biano of South Fayette takes home the championship. Sam Snyder from Plum takes home second. Brooks Blasco of Pittsburgh Central Catholic takes home third. Seth Miller of Bethel Park takes home fourth. Casey Walker of North Allegheny takes home fifth. Robert Hoy of Pine Richland takes home sixth. DJ Noel of Fox Chapel takes home seventh. And Tillich Setter Bickoff of Char Valley takes home eighth. The Char Valley boys, they always got all kinds of wildness over there.
Yeah, this the semifinal match, I got there right as it ended. What was it, Biano and Blasco in the semis? Mm-hmm. I had gotten there just after that, and you said that was one hell of a match.
Battle, buddy. I really enjoyed that one. And Miano's one of those guys. He's looked pretty good all year, you know, going out and winning the title from the 2 seed position, goes out and beats Sam Snyder 4-0 in the finals. Like I said, 7-6, back and forth, back and forth. Just complete dogfight. Blasco, I believe, got a reversal or something late, and then I believe Biano got her escape or a reversal to, like, literally at the last couple seconds to end it. It was a dogfight. I really enjoyed it. And you know, those South Air boys, they got a couple of nice lightweights down low.
They do. And we got to give a shout out to we just want to coach Nauman's wrestlers, who we just had on, Seth Miller of Bethel Park. He ended up beating the 1 seed in the round of 32 in this bracket. And Miller ended up finding his way on the podium and ended up taking 4th out of essentially what would have been like the 32 seed.
Yeah.
So he upsets the 1 seed, who's a returning state qualifier, wrestles his way back. I mean, he took a loss in the next round, 2 rounds later, but credit to him, man. That's a tough spot to be in the bracket.
No doubt about it. You got 133, Kaz, or you want me to do it?
133.
Go ahead, brother.
This was a fun weight class. Your champ, Mason Kernan out of Bethel Park. 2nd, Ramil Islamov out of Baldwin. 3rd, Jack Cazales out of Quaker Valley. 4th, Will Bentram out of North Allegheny. 5th was Carson Yaka out of Plum. 6th, Logan Connolly. 7th, Dustin Kerr of Hampton. And 8th, Adam Haynes. This weight class was very interesting. This is kind of one of the ones we had talked about the seeds here, how we didn't necessarily agree with them. Things happen. Still got to wrestle. Oh, well, we're not going to go back to that. Yep. But Kernan Cazales, that semifinal to me was – probably the high, I'm not gonna say it was the best semifinal match from a wrestling standpoint, but on paper that was kind of the premier match, I would say, between those two. Kernan with a 3-0 decision over Cazales, and then Kernan a really nice 5-0 win over Islamov in the finals, giving Islamov his first loss of the season. I mean, he's been on an absolute tear, so that's a huge win for Kernan. A match we could see tomorrow. Bethel Park and Baldwin are going to wrestle each other in that duel. Plum, another place where Yaka takes 5th. Plum did win the team race 2 years in a row. They had 4 in the finals, and they had guys littered everywhere else, placing 3 through 8 as well.
Yeah, Plum was super impressive. You know, they kind of – they dominated. They had a bunch of guys, like you said, in the finals, a bunch of guys placing. You look at this way in particular, Kaz, it's pretty deep, man. Yaka, who you just said, he placed at Winter Mayhem the week before. Dustin Kerr's on here from Hampton. You know, the top three obviously speak for themselves. Will Bentram is pretty good for North Allegheny. So, yeah, super impressive weight here. You know, I'll speak – just kind of echo what you said about the finals. I was really, really intrigued with that Kernan Islamov final. I was kind of interested to see, you know, Islamov and Kernan, like how, I know Kernan's pretty offensive. Islamov's really good in the defensive position and good hand fighter. And pretty much everything Islamov threw at him, Kernan shut down. And Kernan was just really efficient. When he got to the legs, he wasn't giving him up, got to the takedown. So, Just impressed with him and how he wrestled. But I think, Kaz, before we get to the next weight class, we have our man Gus Augustine ready to come on. What do you think, brother? You want to bring him on?
Let's bring him in.
All right, let's do this this little video package I got. What's up, brother, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Big Gus.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good to see you, brother.
That intro is so cool, man. What's up? What Dion's like, give me my theme music. You're in the class. I might start putting that up on the big screen. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm with it, brothers. Put it up there. They need to know. They need to know when you walk through that door, brother.
Oh yeah. Here I am, baby. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
What's new, brother?
Yeah. How you been watching, man? I know you keep your eyes on the wrestling. How's it been going, man?
It's been going well. I do have to say, stepping away from the high school game has it's been good. I will say I do find myself bored a little bit now, which around this time of year, you know, that's never really happened to me. But it's nice to be able to step back and kind of watch it. I still got my eyes on it, and you know, I can't get away from it, man. I'm a lifer. Even when I try to step away, I just find myself coming back to it. But you know, there's worse things. We're not all the way away. Me and a fella out here, Cliff Wansettler, we've been running some practices out here. We're kind of trying to mirror that Burl Matt Factory, you know, trying to keep it local, trying to keep it for the kids here in town. And it's going well. We just got it off the ground. So slow sailing right now, but it's going well, and I'm enjoying it. I'll tell you what, though, we were practicing last night. We had some big boys in there, and 31, man. I'll tell you what, it ain't 30. I'm not spry on chicken anymore. I woke up this morning. I was like, "Holy smokes, Misha, you gotta slow down."
That is so true, brother.
I'm gonna make him run some sprints first or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to wear them out a little bit.
So your TJ boys, three champs at the county tournament.
Yeah, man. How about Marlo's been winning that thing for years now. That's I believe Maddox is second. And those guys, shoot, they didn't spend too much time wrestling this weekend, huh? They got out there and got their business taken care of quick.
Yeah, they did.
And then my dude, Big Shepherd Turk, he finally kind of you know, broke through that
he looks fantastic, brother. He looks great.
Yeah,
nice,
man.
Big old frame.
He was
him.
Out
he
there last night. That's a different 240 that he's carrying around than it was last year. I'll tell you that much, man. That dude is a tank.
He looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm proud of him. Those guys are great kids. They're respectful as can be. You know, they're just awesome kids, awesome wrestlers, and I can't be prouder and happier for them. So
Gus, talk about your award here. Talk about what you're doing. Talk about who you're giving it to, and you know what it kind of means.
Yeah. So just to kind of recap, and I was on here probably about a month or so ago, and you know, you guys reached out and asked if I'd want to get in on this podcast you guys are doing, which I'm thrilled to be here doing it. You know, you guys are awesome, and I can't express how appreciative I am for you guys letting me kind of, you know, leech on to you, if you will. Yeah, I just wanted to give an opportunity to just something fun, you know, for these guys. You guys were doing your Wrestlers of the Week, which I think is fantastic, and I thought, well, shoot, I've got a beef farm out here in Bentleyville, and figure out what the heck, you know, what's better when you're cutting weight than a fat steak after a good week of wrestling, you know what I mean? So what we're going to do is we're going to pick out one of your Wrestlers of the Week, kind of look at all of them, see what earned them that title, and I'm going to pick out the one that I think maybe exemplified just some grit, some toughness, and, you know, we're going to give them the Beefcake of the Month award. You know, we got a big old porterhouse steak for him. Couple other things I'll throw in a nice refrigerated bag and send out to, you know, whoever the recipient is. We're gonna get some t-shirts. I'm working on the t-shirts, man. I've been smoked here with this freezing weather and snow, and water's all frozen and cows are
cold.
So
you have a life.
So, you know,
you're telling me you have a life.
I will say I'm a little bit behind. I apologize for that, but hey, it's coming. You know what I mean? It's like a late Christmas gift. You know, you always get that one aunt or uncle that's straggling, send you something like middle of January.
That's so true, brother.
Oh, there's always somebody that, whether they're late on something, they send it in. It's like, yeah, they're a little busy.
No doubt. Looks like we lost Gus here for a second, right before Let's kick him out and try to bring him back on.
Mind you, he's a teacher as well.
Yeah.
So he's teaching during the day.
Yep.
Raising cattle in the evening. Oh, I should say in the morning too. He's up at 3 o'clock every day.
Oh my. Talk about a grinder. Talk about a grinder. So he'll which come back on, and I believe he's gonna give out his first recipient, which there's some good names on the list, Kaz. We got
Which is a perfect award for him to give.
For sure.
Coach Whaler said it today when he talked to us. There's nobody better.
Yeah, no doubt. Here, let's bring him back in. Hey, yo.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, brother. Kaz dropped out 3 times last week.
Little Wi-Fi problem out here in Irwin.
I hear you, man. We've got we run all our TV and everything off the Wi-Fi. My kids are up there. They're on I know you guys got young ones. You guys on the Dino Ranch kick yet?
Yeah, they're into the Dino Ranch. Mine's dude, I've been ripping like Toy Story recently. He just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, back to the beginning.
we're a big Cocoa Melon and Bluey in this house.
Bluey's a big one. Bluey's a big one.
Dude, we just kicked Bluey. We were on Bluey hard for a while there.
I'm trying to get Trailer Park Boys in there, but she's not old enough yet. She's not old enough yet. That's my favorite show.
I was down here on the treadmill this weekend, and weekends I don't wake up as early, so I was like middle of the day, end of the day, and I was watching King of the Hill. My kids come down there like watching cartoons, and I'm like, yeah, why don't you guys sit down and take some notes? And we don't like. Come on, man. What's your mother feeding you? This is great, great cinema.
I can't believe it. That's some good stuff there, boys.
Such a good show.
All right, Gus, who you got for your Beefcake of the Month award, my friend?
Yeah, so I'm going to pull up the contestants here. I'm telling you, I thought I had one, but these guys made a late push. So we have Drake McClure, a freshman from Bentworth, and won the Chartier season tournament. Now, this one's a back. So this one was back a ways. So this isn't, this is the farthest one from the recency bias. Then you've got Benny, senior from Canamac, who plays at the Ironman, got his 100th win. Young Willichell out there at Latrobe just kind of ran a train through that King of the Mountain tournament, which, I'm privy to. I've been out to that tournament a couple of times. I love that tournament. That's one of my favorites. Nate Campbell, senior, broke out and placed at Powerade. And then Rudy Brown, I believe, were the December candidates. Burgerstown senior won the Tri-County tournament, picked up 100 dubs. And I believe they just had an article. Is he one of they're like 5 seniors out there in Burgerstown with 100 wins now? It's 500 wins in the senior class. That's not a bad group coming through there. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Nope, that's a
group. No. It shows with the success they've had in the last couple of years. But, so I'm reading through these. I'm looking, trying to look at some brackets and everything. And I think for the first Beefcake of the Month award, the inaugural, I got to give it to the Bentleyville boy. You know what I mean? Drake McClure, freshman coming out, knocking down 3 state ranked wrestlers and taking that tournament. I also got a little soft spot in my heart. That Char Houston tournament was my first high school tournament. And I had a similar performance. I went out there and got pinned in 50 seconds, my first ever match in high school. So similar, not exactly the same, but I understand what he had to go through. You know what I mean? And man, Drake McClure, he's my inaugural Beefsteak of the Month. So Drake, I'll catch up. I'm actually familiar with his family and everything, so I'll be able to catch up with those guys, get that award out to them.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
And I know awesome. Everyone's gonna say, Mija picked a homer, and I just want to set the record straight. I am absolutely a homer. let's get this stuff out of the way. Listen, I am a fair judge, but dadgummit, I love this town, and we're gonna prop it up every chance we get.
I love that. Hey,
rightfully so. Rightfully
hey, man,
so.
He was on the ballot, and you got to pick him. What can we do? I love that.
Listen, I'm here for the Steelers. I thought the Steelers were winning the Super Bowl until they lost. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of being from somewhere if you ain't gonna cheer for?
I love that. That's hey, man, first Beefcake of the Month award, Mr. McClure, definitely deserving, goes out and wins the title at the Shark Houston tournament. Gus, thanks for hanging out with us. Kaz, you have anything else for him before we leave him go?
Nothing. All the other, we both talked to your former college coach today. He had some kind words to say about
Taylor on here today.
Well, no, we had him on Twitter. He's tweeting at us.
Yeah, he goes, I'm tuning in. I got to see my boy Gus.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, but you got to get Coach Whaler on this program, man. You want some knowledge. You want some down-home wisdom. That's the guy, man.
I had him on my preview, buddy. I had him on my NCAA preview. He was incredible. Mm-hmm. Honestly, instantly became one of my favorites. So, yeah, good stuff. He definitely has some good knowledge, good wisdom. But, Gus, until next week, my friend, appreciate you. Next month, I'm sorry.
Hey, we'll catch up. You know, I'll catch a couple minutes. I'll sit in here with you guys and shoot the bird. You know what I mean?
Love that. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gus. You're the man.
All right. And that was our first annual, not our first annual, but first monthly Beefcake of the Month award. Mr. Drake McClure out of Bentleyville. I love that. Dude, he goes, for those that are thinking I am a homer, I am absolutely a homer. Yeah, live it, love it, breathe it. The line of the night, Kaz. That was incredible.
No one saw that. That reminds me of the old Conor McGregor. You know, I'd like to take this time to apologize to absolutely nobody. That was
that was a drop. That was great stuff.
Wouldn't expect anything less from Gus.
No. All right, so where are we at? So 1:30. So Drake, he'll get with you when you get that steak. Take a picture, send it to us, tag us, man. We'll post that, and you know, take a picture eating a big old piece of meat there. That's some good stuff, and I love that, man. What a partnership there with Gus, and you know, I can't wait to continue to do good things with him.
So we are at 139 of Allegheny County's. This weight was freaking wild.
Mm-hmm.
Your champ was Dom Ferraro out of Pine Richland, beat Anthony Orlandini 12-3 in the finals. Orlandini was a state qualifier last year in AA. Ferraro looked freaking amazing. Lucas Boyer, the freshman out of Elizabeth Forward, takes third. Matt Dana, Quaker Valley, fourth. Griffin Reed took fifth. Aiden Burford of Highland, sixth. Peter Levent is 7, and Aiden Stout, 8. If you look, this bracket was wild. So this is one of the ones where Ferraro went up last minute, and they put him into the 9 seed. And Boyer, the stud freshman out of EF, he hasn't wrestled many matches. He's a freshman. He's the 8 seed. So you had Boyer and Ferraro wrestle in the round of 16, and Boyer ended up taking third. Ferraro beat him 2-0. I mean, that's a potential finals match there. And then Ferraro beat the 1 seed Burford in the quarterfinals. And then Boyer wrestling the whole way back to take third after losing early in that tournament. It was wild, some of these matches here. But Ferraro looked incredible in the finals. I can't stress enough how good he looked in this tournament. And then Matt Deanna, the kid out of Quaker Valley, taking fourth. He had a good match in the semis with Orlandini, fell short in that match, but you know, wrestled back, took fourth. I was pretty impressed with him. You're muted, Donnie.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Kaz. You're looking at this weight class, and I'll pretty much echo everything you said there. The quarterfinals match, Buford and Ferraro, I was kind of interested to see how that match would go once the brackets got changed. But other than that, like, you look the rest of the way, Orlandini coming in from the 4 seed, make it to the finals, and just impressed with him. Matt Dana, I was impressed with him coming back and taking fourth. But that Boyer, man, he's a freshman, correct, Kaz?
Yeah, he's freaking good.
He's good, dude. He's really good. Just a freshman. I saw him give Suica everything he can handle the week before at Burgettstown, and he comes out and takes third place here. What was his only loss of the day, Kaz?
Boyer.
He lost a Ferraro.
Lost a Ferraro 2-0. Not even in the round of 16.
Yes, round of 16. You're right.
2-0. And Ferraro is legit. There's nothing to hang your hat on, a 2-0 loss to Ferraro. Look what Ferraro did the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, so we need to keep tabs on him for the double A side of things as we get to the end of the year. He's definitely going to be one of those guys that I feel like will be there. Okay, 145 pounds, Kaz. First place, to no surprise, Maddox Shaw from Thomas Jefferson. defeats Ethan Higgins by falling 53 seconds. Ethan Higgins takes second for Bethel Park. Rook Smith from Montour takes third. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette takes fourth. Caden Wills of West Mifflin takes home fifth. Colton Katuch of McKeesport takes home sixth. Jack Diemer of Quaker Valley takes home seventh. And Joe Gamble of Mount Lebanon takes home eighth. Early look at this bracket, Kaz, I think, you know, we were really, to no surprise, like I just said, Maddox Shaw goes out and gets the championship here. But for me, really what was surprising was the bottom side of the bracket. Higgins goes out, makes his way to the finals, but in the semis, he doesn't meet who I thought he was going to meet. Diemer loses to Rook Smith in the quarters via fall in 3 minutes. And before he got pinned, he was down 5-0. So Rook Smith wrestles all the way back and takes third. So very impressive performance from the Montour Spartan.
Yeah, Rook Smith had a very nice tournament here. Again, kind of the clear favorite here in Maddox Shaw takes care of business here. But, you know, Rook Smith really impressed me taking third. Higgins really impressed me as well, you know, getting to the finals. The two names that you don't really hear much about that took fifth and sixth, Wills and Katuch. I've seen them a little bit this year and last year. They're both pretty good kids. Those are names you don't hear a lot of out of West Mifflin in McKeesport, but they're definitely two to keep your eye on. They're both really good. Will's only a sophomore. I'm not sure Katuch is great, but Will's is tough. West Mifflin's got a couple pretty good kids.
I agree. Yeah, and we saw them on display, you know what I mean? That's what I like about the county tournament is you kind of see the next level of kids that we need to keep our eye on. You know, some of those kids that might just be right on the edge. And, you know, I definitely think we saw a couple of those guys here. Okay. 152 pounds. Antonio Walker out of Plum takes home the first place medal over Damon Michaels in a 1-0 tight decision. Luke Dunlap, another one of those South Fayette boys we were talking about, takes home the third place medal. Cooper Dietz out of West Mifflin takes home fourth. Alexander Kaufman of Fox Chapel takes home fifth. Kyron Beasley of Highlands takes home sixth. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon takes home seventh. And Elijah Esler of Brashear takes home eighth. You look at this bracket, Kaz, the semis are really interesting, but really, Walker, impressive all the way to the finals, and we knew it was going to be a battle with him and Michaels. And like I said, just 1-0, and really good match. Antonio Walker's starting to find his way, starting to put it all together as we get towards the end of the season.
Yeah, him being down at 152, he looks even better than he did at 60, better than he did at 72 last year. He's starting to find his way. He's a tough out for anybody in AAA. So credit to him, tough 1-0 decision win over Michaels, a really good senior. So I was impressed with Walker throughout that tournament.
And Walker's one of those guys, we look at Plum and their maturation process of how they came the last few years. He's got to be one of the leaders of the program there, one of the leaders of the guys. And for him to come out and take first place, you know, he's one of the top two, three guys minimum at 152 in the WIPIO. So, you know, the next couple of weeks, I'm sure he's really going to be leaning on and pushing the guys. You know, I'm sure you can taste it. They got a really, really nice team, as we've talked about a few times. Go out and take home the first place medal and or first place trophy again as a team, second year in a row. And, man, I'm excited to see where they all fit in come the end of the season. Okay, Kaz, you ready for 160?
160, your champ, Bodie Marlowe out of TJ. That was his third county title. I think he's going for number four next year. Defeats Keith Minson of Baldwin by technical fall in the finals. Michael Lawrence out of Char Valley takes third. Cordon McDonald out of Bethel Park takes fourth. Michael Ulrey, fifth. Mac Miller out of Pine Richland takes sixth. Milo Chu of Fox Chapel 7 and Charlie Campbell 8 out of Plum. The semifinal match of Minson and Miller was incredible. Mm-hmm. Minson was up 2-1 and got the fall late in the match. There was under a minute left in the match. And then Marlowe and Minson in the finals. Mac Miller, I believe, defaulted out after that semi. So him dropping down to sixth is kind of I'm not discrediting anyone else, but
a little bit of a write off, no doubt.
He would have finished higher than sixth had he wrestled that out. So we hope he's all good. He's a good kid. But again, Plum, Fox Chapel, they got guys on the podium. Corden of Bethel Park scoring team points. But Minson's looked really good all year. He just kind of ran into a stud of Marlowe. You know, Marlowe's going to Pitt, Minson going to Mercyhurst, you know, as we've talked about Coach Whaler and Gus. But Bodie Marlowe looks really good. He's one of the top guys in the state. So credit to him and credit to Minson for getting a big win in the semis.
Yeah, Minson, one of the leaders of that Baldwin team that we talked about, and for him to get that big pin over Mr. Miller there upon Richland and semis, that was a big match, man. And you could tell by the reaction, and you know, good for him to make the county finals. And like we said, just kind of ran into a buzzsaw that is Bodie Marlowe. Bodie Marlowe is just, he seems like he's on a mission, much like Maddox Shaw. He's placing in all the tournaments. He's doing really good things for Coach Laddick over there. I talked to Coach Laddick a little bit. You know, he said he listened to our last one, and he said, just to let you know, he only had 3 cups of coffee, but the thermos he had was about this big. So he did have 3 cups of coffee. He said his wife was yelling at him. He needs to hydrate more, but I was catching up with him, and, you know, obviously he's one of my favorites, brings all the energy. So, but yeah, good stuff there at 160 pounds, 172 pounds. We got Vaughn Spencer out of Plum takes on the first place medal over Jack Tungell out of Plum. Brady Fitz takes home 3rd out of Thomas Jefferson. Trent Miller takes home 4th out of Thomas Jefferson. Kellen Buggy takes home 5th out of North Allegheny. Wyatt Markovich of South Parks takes home 6th. Jack Vitti of Fox Chapel takes home 7th. And Lachin Islamov of Baldwin takes home 8th. Vaughn Spencer really just kind of ran through this bracket all the way to the finals and picks up an 11-0 major decision over Tungell Plum. Tungell, one of those guys that I believe he placed at the Midwinter Mayhem, correct?
Yes, he did. I think he placed at Southmoreland as well.
Yeah.
Having a really good year. He's going to Pitt next year.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Having his coming out party this year as a senior. Having a really good year. He ran into a buzzsaw in Spencer in the finals. I mean, there's a reason Spencer's ranked 1 in the state right now. It's going to be tough to see anybody beating him. But Tungell battled him. I mean, he didn't just go there and lay in. He wrestled hard. So credit to him for that. But, you know, the rest of the bracket kind of played out. It wasn't as deep as some of these weights, but, you know, Spencer had a hell of a tournament, you know, as always, as did Tungell. Mm-hmm. 189. This was a very exciting final. I got a little loud on the call when this happened. Nez Green of Central Catholic, your winner by fall in the finals, minute 35 over Evan Letke of North Hills. That's a rematch from earlier this year. Letke had beaten Nez Green by 1 or 2. It was a really close match. Third, we had I pulled my wrong tab up here. Third, we had Andrew Sharp out of Baldwin. 4th, Julian Sepulak out of Plum. 5th, Zach LeBrier. 6th, Cole Wilson. 7th, Marcus Wahali out of Alderdice. And Hunter Goals, 8th. Green and Letke, that was an exciting first period. They were both shooting blast doubles, digging double unders, whatnot, and then Nez kind of went double unders after a double leg and threw Letke to his back and stuck him. Even that matchup, their first matchup, Letke had won. I think it was like 7-5 or something. Letke's really good. So is Green. They're two of the best kids in the WPU at 189. That's a match we're definitely going to see again and sign me up for, because those two both go at it. I like both of those wrestlers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm sure his practice partner here, moving up to 215 pounds, Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic, wins the championship at 215 pounds over Braden Suter of Carlington, takes 2nd. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny takes home the 3rd place medal. Jake Pulaski of Gateway takes home 4th. Vito Baravecchio. There you go, Cass. Takes home 5th for Shaler. Justin Lesk of Thomas Jefferson takes home 6th. Zach Ehrenberger of Shaler takes home 7th. And Dan Marucci of Plum takes home eighth. So looking at this bracket, I think we both agreed coming into it, we really wanted to see where Roman Thompson kind of fit in with some of these guys, especially Buggy in the semis. And he passed the test. Really, really good performance against Buggy. Takes on the 4-1 decision and just continues it on into the finals. Beats Brayden Suter, who I saw win the Burgerson tournament the weekend before. Roman Thompson, one of the best young big men we've seen come through the Whippy in quite some time.
Yeah, well, I know you and I had that semi with Buggy circled kind of all year, that 215 with Marion, Calgaro, Conroy, and Buggy. Everyone's kind of looked at them as like the top four, the veterans, and then Thompson's right there as that next guy. And, you know, a lot of people think Thompson may be the best in this weight class, but we just haven't seen it yet because he hasn't wrestled any of these guys. So we're like, okay, here's his test. He's wrestling a senior. I mean, Buggy's a freaking man at that weight class. I mean, he's all of 215. He's built like a brick shit house. We're like, all right, here's going to be the test. Let's see what he's about. And Thompson passed that test, had a huge win over Buggy. The physicality and strength of Buggy wasn't too much for Thompson. I think that was my biggest question just because we just haven't seen Roman wrestle anyone of that caliber yet. But he passed the test, and that's a damn good freshman. I mean, this kid, he may place in the state this year. It wouldn't surprise me. This kid's freaking good.
There's no doubt about it. He's definitely one of the best young big guys we've seen come through in
a long time.
Quite some time. I mean, this big.
You don't see freshmen at 215.
No, not freshmen.
Especially this good. I mean, Rune came in at 72.
Yep. That's who I was thinking of instantly, but it's way different, dude. Like,
I mean, Baronic came in as a heavyweight.
He won a Whitfield title as a sophomore, right?
Yeah. JoJo Wilson came in as a heavyweight, but you know, Thompson's just on such, I'm not saying he's on a higher level now than they were at that time, but
I think he is. I think he is. It's different.
Yeah. It's
and we've been hearing about this kid, right, Kaz? We've been hearing about this guy for a couple of years, much like Landon Sedin. He's, you know, one of those, this next group of Whippeel boys that are coming through. And, you know, we know, you know, I know you're a football guy, Cass. He's a monster on the football field as well, too. He's only a freshman, played a lot for the Central Catholic Vikings this year. So, yeah, man, more of we're going to see a lot more of Roman Thompson before the end of his career. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, kid's impressive.
All right, Cass, you want to round us off at 285, brother?
Yep, let's go to the big boys. TJ going 3-for-3 in the final. Shep Turk, your champ. Winner by fall over Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebo. Michael Albert, out of Upper St. Clair, a wrestler that you had kind of opened our eyes to last week. Henry Barbish took fourth. D'Angelo Hamilton out of Fox Chapel, fifth. Braden I'm going to mispronounce that, out of North Allegheny, sixth. Parker Cunningham, seventh. And Michael Gibson, eighth. Turk, winner by fall in the finals, first period, looked really good. I was excited that semifinal match of Turk and Albert from Upper St. Clair. Turk, really good performance, 10-3, but Albert's going to be a tough out for people. I mean, he's all at 260.
Yeah, he's got to be, 250, 240, 250, something like that. And
6'4".
Not much fat on him. Not much fat.
And he's similar to Turk. He's built kind of like Turk, but probably I would say he's thicker than Turk, but more cut than Turk.
But you can tell Turk's been wrestling the last few years, and Albert has not. Albert was kind of taking some bad shots from the open, and you know as well as I do, Cass, you get down on underneath the heavyweight, that's about it. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see where it all plays out. Now, we saw, you know, Ben Lloyd makes the finals, but we saw the week before Albert beat Lloyd in the Quincy semis over at Burgerstown. Yeah. So it could be all over the place, man. We'll see what happens. But heavyweight and 215, both pretty nice classes as far as parity goes this year for the Whippy.
Yeah, that's the heavyweight class we talked about all year, all those guys graduated, and Turk kind of by default at graduation was kind of like the number one guy heading into the year, but he's done absolutely everything to solidify himself as the number one guy this year. Mm. He's placed pretty much everywhere except Powerade, which can't fault a kid for not placing the Powerade. The kid's good, man. He looked really good in the semis against Albert, and he looked even better in the finals against Lloyd. So I think you and I can both agree he's the number one guy in AAA right now.
No doubt. No doubt. Has to be. You know, he beat, what was it, Dana last week from West Allegheny and Midwestern Mayhem. He just has all the nice wins. So, yeah, I agree that he's probably the number one guy. All right, guys, what do you think? We'll break down our a couple of the matches coming up this week. We'll talk about where the seeds are at, and then we'll do our WoW tea.
Yeah. So tomorrow, let me bring tomorrow's schedule up. We will run down.
So the big
what tools we have.
We just talked to Tyler Nauman. They have Baldwin tomorrow. Let's see, Pine Richland at Butler, Bentworth at Burgettstown's a big one in Double A. Hempfield at Connellsville is a nice one. Pittsburgh Central Catholic at Fox Chapel is a nice one.
There'll be some good match. I mean, I don't think Central can compete super well in the duel, but there's going to be a couple good matches because Central has two or three kids in there that are pretty freaking good.
Yep. TJ Fox or TJ Franklin Regional is a good one. We just, like I said, I just saw Franklin Regional the other night. Let's see here. West Allegheny, South Fayette, I feel like it's going to be a toss-up to see who gets that spot in the bracket there at the two. Waynesburg, Central, Trinity. Trinity looking to secure their undefeated record. And I don't know, Kaz, what do you want to do? You want to give, like, for me, dude, what, there's two teams that are kind of clear and above one and two, and then after that it's a crapshoot to see who gets seated at the Whitfield tournament.
Yeah, I if there's no major upsets tomorrow, it's tough.
So here's what I got, Kaz. I got either Fox or either Trinity or Franklin Regional one and two. You can put them either way. And then for me, where the mess is, right, is the Connellsville, North Allegheny, Latrobe Quartet, or the Tri, that they all beat each other, right? Yes. So I think because they all beat each other, you kind of got to cancel them out. I'd put Bethel Park at the three, Connellsville at the four, North Allegheny five, and then Latrobe six. Just because Latrobe's taken other losses along the way as well. So it's close though, dude. I mean, that three through six to seven range, put them in a hat. I don't know.
I'm right now, I would say Trinity. See, part of me thinks I think Bethel Park might be the best team, and I want to put them one, but the other two are undefeated. I think
right Connellsville now, still, I think Connellsville still is the best team, even though they took a loss, and it's like, I don't know, right? It's kind of like the playoff committee. Even though you take a loss, but you took a loss late in the season, right? So if they would have taken that loss earlier in the season, they still probably be the two or one or at worst the three. But I think taking that loss, I just bumps them down a little bit. And I don't think they really even care, really.
No, right now I'd probably say Trinity the one, Franklin the two, Bell Vernon the three.
Bell Vernon, yep.
I'm sorry. Bethel Park. Bethel Park the three. And then Connellsville the four.
Fox Chapel won the section two. I always forget about them, bro.
I think Fox Chapel the five and North Allegheny the six.
And then dude. You got Connellsville, you got Fox, or you got Plums in there.
You still have Plum in there. You still have Cannon Mack, Peters, like Norwin.
So for Cannon Mack, if they lose to Peters tomorrow, they're out, correct?
Yeah. If they lose to Peters tomorrow, they're out of the team playoff.
When's the last time that's happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's neither do
long
I.
Long freaking time.
So even if I was talking to someone about this today, I think even if they win because of how the
tiebreaker would go,
I think. I think we both can agree just that how Bethel Park just a little bit too deep. Baldwin's certainly a great team, but I don't think they got enough to beat
Bethel Park. Because Peters beat Baldwin, correct?
Yes. So
if Canemac wins, Baldwin and Bethel are in with one loss.
No.
Well, it would be a three-way tie.
Right.
Canemac, Baldwin, and Peters all have two losses. And two of those three are going to go.
Right. So then it comes down to tie break. And I was told that they have to win, I believe, 8 matches to get the tiebreak to be able to go. So even if they win and don't win, I believe it's either 7 or 8 matches. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I heard from a pretty reliable source that even if they win and don't win 8 matches, like say they win like 5 and just get a bunch of pins and they don't win, that's not enough on criteria.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen, dude. And the wild thing is, Peters is that good and Cannon Mack is that good that we both could see both of those teams finding a way to get to Peters Township, in a couple Saturdays. So,
and it's like, and like, I think NA, okay, they beat Connellsville, but they lost to Norwin on criteria. So they have a loss to Norwin, they have a loss to Latrobe. And Connellsville beat Latrobe by like 25. Like, there's just so much going on. And I just feel like part of me wants to say, put Connellsville in NA as the 4-5. Let them wrestle.
That's what I think too. Let them wrestle again. See what happens.
But I think by doing that, you're penalizing Fox Chapel, who I think is deserving of a top 5 seed. But I don't know, Donnie. And me saying Trinity, Franklin, and Bethel, I wouldn't have any problem saying Franklin's the one. I really wouldn't. And I wouldn't have any problem saying Bethel the one either. The only reason I say Trinity is one, being undefeated, and two,
they got a win over Latrobe.
They had a pretty dominant win over Latrobe.
Yeah. They've hammered their section.
Yeah, and Franklin Regional has 2 wins over Norwin, who's good. They've impressed everywhere. But then Bethel Park's like, shit, they just beat Cannon Mac. It's tough.
Yeah, it's very tough. And, you know, like I said, I'm sure if you talk to Peters Township, they think if things go right, they can beat Bethel Park. And we're talking to Bethel Park, one of the best teams. So, I'm here for it, dude. It's my favorite time of year.
Somebody's going to get upset in the early – like next Wednesday.
Well, we saw it last year. What was it last year? Latrobe?
Norwin beat Latrobe.
Yes. Yep.
Somebody next Wednesday is going to get upset. I don't know who it is. I'm not predicting anything, but everybody's just so close. It's tough to even call it an upset, but by seed, I think there's going to be a lower seed beat a higher seed just because everyone's so close. Plum's in that mix. Mm-hmm. Plum's probably looking at a 7-10 seed.
Oh my god, are they a dangerous 7-10 seed?
Yeah, they're the section runner. They lost a close duel to Franklin Regional earlier in the year.
They
lost a close duel to Fox Chapel.
And we saw they have a bunch of backup guys that they can just swing in there. You know what I mean?
They're freaking good.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They're gonna be a 7-10, and they're gonna be one hell of a matchup for any of those teams.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys,
I don't know.
What about Double A? What about Double A before we get into our Wild T winner? What do you got for Double A? I think for me, it's Collision Course, Burgettstown, freaking your squad over there at Burrell, and they're going to meet head to head. I think Quaker Valley is going to try to have something to say for it. It's going to be tight, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be those two. Quaker Valley is going to take third, and the fourth place spot, there's a bunch of nice teams, dude. We've seen Double A. I can honestly say, for me, as a team aspect, this is the best I've seen Double A in at least 7 or 8 years, minimum.
Yes. I'm with you. Burrell and Burgettstown, to me, the clear-cut top two. They're on a collision course. I don't have any reason to say they're not going to be in the finals. I think most people would agree. It's not discounting everyone else. That's just,
I mean, we just talked about Bergeson has 500 match winners, five senior 100 match winners. That's impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's going to, those two are meeting in the finals. I have full confidence in that. And then that 3-4-5 mix, Quaker Valley's right there.
Yep.
Mount Pleasant's right there.
Yep.
I think Bentworth can be right there.
Yep.
And I think Southmoreland's pretty good.
Freedom won their section too. Don't forget about my Freedom boys. Come on now.
Frazier's in there. Frazier has some hammers. There's a lot of teams in that mix there. So I think there's probably four or five teams fighting for those third and fourth place spots in AA. And depending on how the bracket is set up, we'll see who gets a path into the 3 and 4 seed. So I'm excited.
What Derry, a time that's going to be.
About Derry. Derry's in there, too.
Derry's got some monsters. What a time that's going to be, though. I mean, Peters Township, Perfect four Arena. Matches, oh, four, buddy.
More than four matches, but four time slots.
I've been wanting this for so long to have them all on the same day. I'm just so excited about it. I know that it's an early start, but I don't care. We're going to be there all day, Kaz. It's going to be the best. Okay, what do you think? Wild T winner?
Wild T winner. I gave it last week. You're up.
All right, my turn. I will give, and we agreed on this, Mr. Kale Yannick, the Wild T, goes out and wins the Allegheny County Championship at his weight class, beats three tough guys in his way, goes out and wins the championship. Kale Yannick, Moon Area, your Wild T winner.
Yes, Kale Yannick, congratulations. Donnie will be sending you your shirt. Congratulations, young man, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Our one last piece of business we have, we just want to send a thought and prayer out from both of us to Wrestling Jesus. Yep. Nobody knows who he is, but we all know who he is in a weird way to say it. He is the biggest wrestling supporter of the kids and the fans out there. I feel like I know him, no clue who he is. Everyone's the same. He put that tweet out saying he's battling cancer, kind of been out of the loop. Asking for prayers. So let's all keep him in our thoughts and prayers, Donnie. I put a tweet out earlier. All wrestlers who have a Wrestling Jesus shirt, if you could wear that tomorrow for your warm-ups, whatever it may be, just to honor him, have his back like he's had all of our backs. Send a picture to Westmoreland, to Donnie, to me, whatever. Let's just show him some love. He deserves it, Donnie.
No doubt about it, Kaz. I'm pretty much just going to echo you just with a little bit of extra, man. When I first started to get my podcast off the ground, you know what I mean? I was just trying to get myself going. I didn't have a big following. I didn't have, you know, the following that we do when we do this show. You know, we were portions of the show. We had 100 people watching us tonight, Kaz. Just incredible stuff. But when I first started, I was just trying to get my name out there, just trying to get more guys to come on. And I sent Wrestling Jesus a direct message, man. And, you know, he kind of endorsed me, you know, and from then on, just for whatever, you know, like you said, no one knows who he is, but we all are kind of touched by him in our own little way. He always sends out nice little tweets and stats and updates and things. So whoever you are out there, I know you're probably watching or you're going to watch us at some time there, Wrestling Jesus. We love you, brother. We appreciate you. And, you know, we're a better Whippeel wrestling community because of you. And, you know, keep fighting, man. We're here right behind you. And, you know, it won't be long before you're slipping in and out of the shadows and everyone's like, who's Wrestling Jesus? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
We're asking.
Good stuff. Kaz, appreciate you, brother. Another show in the books.
Yeah, nice. Next Wednesday or next Tuesday will be a great show. We'll get to break down all the brackets. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, that's right before the Wednesday, the first round. We'll have the pigtails. We'll have all the brackets broken out. Next Wednesday or next Tuesday is going to be a big one. Don't miss it, wrestling fans. One of the biggest shows of the year right here next week, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. We'll see you guys then. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Near Falls in the Whippeel. Appreciate you, Jens.